Hello everyone, this is Soomin Lee from South Korea, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 98 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today, I am going to teach you an unexpected and interesting use of a common word, and that word is fly, F-L-Y. Sometimes, we use the word fly not when we are talking about airplanes or birds. We use the word fly to mean to succeed or to be accepted. Let me give you an example or two. I listened to my coworker's idea, but I just didn't think it would fly. I listened to my coworker's idea, but I just didn't think it would fly. Now, what I'm saying when I use fly in this way is I didn't think my coworker's idea would succeed, or I didn't think that people would accept my coworker's idea. So, the word fly can mean to succeed or to be accepted or to be acceptable. Here's another example. When you meet someone's parents, being very casual just won't fly. When you meet someone's parents, being very casual just won't fly. In other words, when you meet someone's parents, being very casual isn't effective. It's not acceptable. It's not okay. One thing you should know about using the word fly this way is that I think it is much more common used in negative sentences. It's much more common when it's used in phrases like that doesn't fly, or that won't fly, or that didn't fly. I think this use of the word fly is more common in those kinds of negative sentences. Keep your ears open, and you might hear someone use this expression soon. And that's the end of episode 98 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Soomin recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.